Before cell phones and social media, there were still viral trends, and in the 1960s, in the halls and classrooms of the old Waterdown District High School, folding wrappers from Wrigley's gum into paper chains was all the rage. Back in 1965, Gary Dushel made it his mission to have the longest chain of gum wrappers in the school. Now, 6 decades later, has the longest chain in the world, and he still adds to his chain of gum wrappers every single day. When we were at school, the kids would make gum wrapper chains to the height of their boyfriend or girlfriend, and I can say that over the last 60 years, I've made a chain the height of my wife every day, he said. Dushel's chain of Juicy Fruit, Double Mint, Spearmint and Red Hot Gum has almost 3 million wrappers in it, and has put him in the Guinness Book of World Records multiple times. On the 60th anniversary of the day he started the chain, he updated his website with the official count for the chain. On March 11, 2025, the chain had 2,963,789 wrappers in it and totaled 122,635 feet, equivalent to 37.3 kilometers. The chain is held in 23 glass cases in a designated room in his home, which is also filled with Wrigley's gum memorabilia. The process of measuring the chain takes hours and hours and hours, says Dushel. He's been on the Rosie O'Donnell Show, met with the owner of Guinness Book of World Records and Ripley's Believe It or Not, and has had features written about him in The Guardian and The New York Times. The 2021 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records featured Dushel as the centerfold, with a long article about the chain and a photo spread. The newest edition of the Guinness Book of World Records, which marks the publication's 70th anniversary, comes out next Tuesday, and Dushel is waiting to see if he will be included. It is the largest-selling nonfiction book next to the Bible, so to be a centerfold in a book like that, which sells millions of copies, it's a great feeling, he said. One of the biggest supporters of Dushel's gum wrapper chain was his mother, Waterdown resident Stella Noble, who passed away earlier this summer. I know my mom was extremely proud of me, he said. Dushel is 74 and retired now. He lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia with his wife. He says he often works on the chain, with the help of a lifetime supply of wrappers from Wrigley's, Canada, while he watches the Toronto Blue Jays or the Toronto Maple Leafs play. I sit and fold much like someone would do knitting, he said. He said when he can't fold his chain any longer, he will donate it to a Ripley's Museum or to the Guinness Book of World Records, to be displayed for the public. But for now, he has no plans to slow down. My goal is 26.2 miles, which is the length of a marathon, he said. I'm 90% of the way there, so I've got another 5 years to go if I can keep it up at the rate I'm doing it, he said. But seeing as I'm retired and have more free time, I should be able to continue on. To make a basic gum wrapper chain, fold a gum wrapper in half lengthwise, then unfold it and fold each side into the center crease to make a thin strip. Fold the strip in half to form a V, then fold each end of the V into the center to create a loop. Finally, insert the loops of a new wrapper link into the slots of a previously made link to assemble the chain.